From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro continue. They include sorrow and sometimes criticism for the former Cuban leader. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's praise for the revolutionary and dictator's dedication and love for the Cuban people was swiftly rebuked by some Canadian and U.S. politicians. And the U.S. President Obama reached out to the Cuban people following his death to offer condolences and let them know he will continue his effort to normalize relations with the country. Reactions to Castro's passing range from sadness to jubilation.
The people are celebrating because they see Fidel Castro as a symbol of everything bad that happened to them in Cuba.
Fidel Castro was a very good friend of our former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, and we're very, very sorry to hear of his passing. No, I hope that we can get to Plaza de Revolucion for a viewing, and my sympathies to the Cuban people.
And the Cuban government has ordered 9 days of official mourning, disrupting the plans of thousands of tourists in Havana, like Jason from Britain.
Came here for the music and the dancing. That's no more. We leave on Thursday. No dancing until next week now. So we've got a quiet week.
And many businesses closed and events called off for 9 days, leaving visitors to the island uncertain as to how they're going to spend their long-awaited vacations. Fidel Castro was to be cremated Saturday, his ashes taken to his home in Santiago. This is VOA News. A leading U.S. newspaper reports three California mosques have received the same threatening letter that says there's a new sheriff in town, President Donald Trump, and the president-elect is going to do to you what Hitler did to the Jews. The Los Angeles Times says the letter was addressed to the children of Satan and was signed by Americans for a Better Way. That letter, according to the report, described Muslims as a vile and filthy people and said Trump was going to cleanse America and make it shine again, and he's going to start with you Muslims. The head of the Council on American-Islamic Relation, or CARE, told the Times Trump has normalized people being racist. French conservatives on Sunday are choosing their nominee for next year's vital presidential election from among two former prime ministers with deep experience in government and differing views on how to prevent more terror attacks on French soil. The winner of the runoff ultimately could end up facing the far-right National Front leader who is banking on anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, and anti-establishment sentiments to sweep her to power in the general election set for April. The runoff the following month, if neither side wins a majority, the incumbent socialist president, Francois Hollande, is expected to announce in the coming weeks whether he will seek re-election. The Israeli military says that it has killed four gunmen connected with Islamic State-affiliated militants in Syria. Israel says its soldiers came under machine gun and mortar attack Sunday on the Israeli side of the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Israel dispatched an aircraft that bombed the militant's vehicle, killing the gunmen. Hundreds of thousands of people rallied in Seoul until late Saturday night in what is so far the largest protest, demanding the oust of President Park Geun-hye. For the fourth straight weekend, masses of protesters occupied major avenues in downtown Seoul over a corruption scandal that came to light earlier this year. Protesters are calling for Park's resignation over allegations that a longtime confidant, Choi Soon-sil, used her ties to the leader to meddle in state affairs and wield improper influence. Prosecutors investigating the case have indicated the confidant is seeking questions to Park about her role in the scandal. And opposition parties are canvassing for support to impeach her before her term expires in 2018. And President-elect Trump has called for efforts by the Green Party to force recounts in three swing states as a scam. Even as Hillary Clinton's campaign joined the recount efforts in the Midwestern swing state of Wisconsin. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.